Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, something told me to check that. I almost made a boo-boo there. My microphone was turned down. But anyway, the time is now 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That means you are tuned in to the Soul Sessions Radio Show right here on the Flavor News Radio Network. I am your host, Dwayne Austin, and as always, I got some good music lined up for you tonight. And I'm going to get right to it, so kick back. Light the candles, pour the wine, do all that good stuff, and allow me to take you on a journey through that which is the Quiet Storm.
Thank you.
Pretty baby, where'd you get that smile? Ain't been attracted like this in a while. Yeah, my thoughts are running dirty. Now I'm blushing, but I'm flirty. Got me thinking you're the one, yeah, you might be. No ring on your finger, no wifey. I don't know what it is about you, but it's something that you do. Then do a little something to me. I'm feeling sexy. Might let you undress me. I know that we just met,
silly love.
Yes, yes. That was Honey La Rochelle with Spontaneous off of her CD entitled Clean Lust and Dirty Laundry. Before that, we had Miss Gloria Rianne with Where You Are off of her Just Glow CD. Before that, Baltimore's own Groove Stew with For You off of their brand new CD entitled Artificial Substance. And that's Art Official Substance. Three words. And speaking of which, I will have them. I just spoke with Omar, who's a member of the group, and I booked them for December, so be looking forward to that. Also, that CD just dropped, so if you are in the Baltimore area, hit your stores and grab a copy of that. I believe you can find it at Dimensions in Music. And they will also have a CD release party this coming Monday at the Five Seasons, where they will be debuting their brand new video for one of the tracks on the CD. So make sure you get there and enjoy that. Before that, we had Foreplay with After the Dance featuring the incomparable El DeBarge, and that's off their self-entitled CD. Before that, we had Eric Robeson, something off of the Mr. Nice Guy CD entitled Fall, and we led that set off with Gerald Austin off of his self-entitled CD, which the track is entitled I've Waited All Night Long. I want to give a shout-out to 317 and 501 who are hanging out on the phones, checking out the show. Thank you. I definitely appreciate that. And I'm going to keep it moving right along because this is what we do right here on the Flavor News Radio Network. Let's see. I got something for you from Jamila Lorado. This is entitled The Moment, so check it out. Thank you.
made me feel like sexy was an understatement. And the definition made no damn sense when he was done. Left me immaculately obligated to go stick while the dedicated deep of his stroke was away. He told me the inebriation of his wet savage could play over an airway. Screaming splatter between memories, reunions of the masturbatory communion of my creamy fingers to half-parted lips. My lips never tasted so. His face caused my muff to waste that sweet and naughty all over the long-distant remnants of heat. I tasted me. While the sounds of his breath pierced my inner ears and limbic soul, while my liquid gold consumed the receptacle of these lucid sheets, he said,
"Fuck yourself like you know this could never be me."
Danced dirty like the lust was my bitch, and she was licking and inserting the carnal between my hips as I waited to feel him push his vocal momentum so far up in me. I could have sworn he was there. He could hear my stare. He could smell my deeds. My toys rimmed residual pleas between my cheeks, manipulative temptation, and I drained myself. I let him know that if he was two steps from getting me off, he'd slip on my rapture spoon carelessly down these crescent moons. If he was two steps from getting me off, he'd know the meaning of his pussy's pink meat when it's spent, when it's deranged and riddled with the permanent seduction of his interest. Aimlessly, he'd know me. What I look like when I turn my insatiable inside out to expose that I'll do any fucking thing for you. Lowering to grief, starving, tasting the phone's aura as if all he has to do is plug in his GPS coordinates, and my Yanni, my sweet Yanni, will flood the gateway to find him. He mediates the mood when I insert two fingers to fill the mode I'm constantly prescribed to reside in. River rising and raunchiness again, cording my shorelines with the pure sand of those salaciously vocalized sounds, and it soothes. He holds me close, sanctified in my sultry, satisfied with the lonely, until he gets his way with what happens when a woman has to. When a woman has to. Wait.
Yes, that is one smooth track right there. That is DC's own Kia Bennett with Lifetime off of her Duets of Daffodils CD. Actually, I think it's just the EP, but either way, that song is hot. Before that, we had my good friend Miss Isis Sun, who is a spoken word artist, but real erotic with her stuff. That track was entitled Satisfied. The title of her CD is called Bourgeois, and it's hot, you know. I can't even really get through the whole thing because, you know, it takes me to a place where being alone is not where it's at. So, but make sure you get that, though, because it is hot. And before that, we had Jill Scott with She Loves Me off of our first CD, the Who Is Jill Scott CD, which is probably my favorite CD because I just have an affinity for the first time. It's like, you know, it's where it's at. I'm not going to use that phrase too much either tonight. But anyway, we led that set off with Miss Jamila Lorado with The Moment, off of her The Hopeful Romantic EP. And I got a special guest that I'm about to bring on in. He was tuning into the show tonight, and I had to drag him in because he's an artist and he's real talented. And anytime I have that opportunity, I would be remiss if I did not share the artist with you. So please help me welcome to the Soul Sessions Radio Show, Mr. Bashiri Assad.
Hey, what's going on, fam?
Man, what's going on, brother? Thank you, thank you for, you know, actually tuning in and listening tonight. I definitely appreciate that. But as I said, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to let the world talk to you. So I had to bring you on.
I appreciate that, man. And, you know, I was on Facebook, and I saw that you was on. I was like, look, I'm sitting here, and before I go to the grocery store, do my late-night grocery shop, I was like, I need to call my man up and see what's going on with him, see what the show
is
like.
For sure, definitely appreciate it. So you're a late-night grocery shopper, huh?
And there's no traffic. There's no craziness. I can just go in there, do what I need to do, even if I just need to just walk the aisles for a minute and people watch. I mean, I'm weird like that. So I go in, I go do my grocery shopping, and I just kind of do my thing, man. I'm not Colonel. You have to forgive me. But, yeah, man, your show is hot, man. You know, Baltimore, DMV, please support this man. Support Soul City Radio. Support that. It's the business.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, so, you know, while I load up some tracks, because, you know, since this is off guard and everything, I want to make sure that I'm prepared. Since you're here, I got to play some of your music. So
I sent you something, too.
Yeah, I know. I grabbed a few tracks. I grabbed the tracks you told me to grab. So we're going to play those.
Okay. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's
up. we're going to play those. And while I get these tracks loaded up, you know, why don't you go ahead and tell the world about yourself, you know?
Most definitely. My name is Bashiri Assad. I am an indie soul singer-songwriter from Indianapolis, Indiana. I just released my third album. The name of the album is Living the Dream, LTD. It came out August 29th. And, you know, I'm getting some pretty solid responses from it. I released the single Looking Back earlier in the month of August, and there's video for it. You can see it on my website at BashiriAssad.net. Or you can see it on YouTube, and it's also been featured on Francis J's website, Neo Soul Cafe, so you can look for it on there as well. But we're keen on bringing good music back. That's the name of the whole thing. We want to bring good music back. And yes, sir.
No, go ahead and finish your statement.
I was just going to say, you know, I was actually in your area. Just about a week ago, I played out at Phase 10 out in Baltimore, and I played the African-American Cultural Fest out in Towson as well.
Oh, damn. See, now I need to go beat myself up because I did.
No, it was nice, too, man. You know, you're making me want to move to the DMV, man, you know. It was lovely. It was lovely, and I got to hang out with the good people, Kindred, the Family Soul. There's some crazy folks, man. They are beautiful people, and they had me cracking up the whole time I was hanging out with them cats.
They were at Phase 10 too?
No, no, no. This is at the Festival Rock and Thousand.
I mean, that's still, that. Yeah, like, I feel like I just missed a lot. I really feel like I missed a lot now.
Yo, Pieces of a Dream was there, and Kendrick, both of them were on the main stage. I was not fortunate enough to make the main stage. However, you know, little birdies are telling me that I'll be on the main stage next year, so they liked what I did, and I got to also hang out with my man Brian Christopher as well. He's out there in the DMV as well. Shout out to him.
Oh, yeah, that's
my
people.
Watch the stage as well. Oh, yeah, he's good people, man. He's good people. So, yeah, check that brother out. He just released a single. His single's pretty hot as well.
Yes.
It was a good time, man. I'll be back out there again in November playing Phase 10, and I'm also looking to play some other places while I'm out there, make the most of my weekends.
For sure,
Get some indie soul for Charm City.
What's that November date for Phase 10?
Phase 10, that November date is November the 10th, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on, let me look at it now, see, while we're on the air, so I can do all this. This is all uncut, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on one second. Yes, that's November 10th. That's Saturday evening.
Cool. That's going to be my birthday present to myself.
Yes, sir. And I'm starting to head out with my unit now, and we're trying to get out there and bring some indie soul to some of the bigger markets, you know, see if they like the flavor that we save out here, neighbor. So we're having a good time with it, man, and people are liking the album, and I'm hoping that, you know, the rest of the world digs it as well. It's called Living the Dream, so check it out. What's good with you, though, Dwayne, man?
Man, you know, I'm maintaining. I had to get some things straight. I was trying to go back to school this semester to finish my degree, but I had some financial aid issues that had to work out. But I'm good for next semester, so I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, man, defy gravity, bro. That's all I can say, defy gravity.
For sure, for sure.
Also, I want to shout out my man DJ FaZe out there in Baltimore. He spins over at T-Volve on Friday evening.
Yeah, I was just about
to
say that.
Yeah, good brother as well, man. He's cool cat, man. I'm glad I got to meet him as well. So they show me some love out there in Baltimore. I can't wait to get back. I'll be there, like I said, November and December. So
you should definitely, if you're trying to maximize your time, you should definitely try to perform at T-Ball, you know, if you can. Cause,
really?
If you come that Friday, you probably could perform at, you know, Phase's event. I'm pretty sure he'll have you.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, we kind of built on that for a minute. And, you know, we're working on it. You know, we're definitely working on it. And it may be happening. I'll definitely keep you posted on that. But, we would like to, you know, bring some indie soul on out there. But T-Volve is nice, man. I had lunch there. It was a really nice spot, man. Really nice.
Yes.
And FaZe, he spins the heat. All killer, no filler.
You know what? And it's funny because I don't really consider myself a DJ like he's a DJ, but I would love to be in that position to be able to do that. You know, I'm trying to teach myself, you know, slowly how to use the ones and twos so I can really put it down. But that's kind of like one of my short term goals within, you know, the next few years or so, to get to that point where I could, you know, have me a night like that. Because I just think that's just too cool. Like,
yeah, man, you know, to get out there and say, you know, yeah, you know, I'm going to be spending that thing, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so. Oh,
right.
Yeah, me and
exactly.
My friends are coming out there. We go out there all the time. Oh, okay, well, come on through. See?
Exactly.
That's actually hot right there. That's hot, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd do it. I just need to come up with a little slick DJ name, you know. I've been floating some ideas around in my head, but I haven't really.
Yeah, kick some around while you're at the campfire. Kick them around, see what happens.
Right. Yeah, so I wanted to draw on what you said earlier about bringing, you know, indie music or bringing music back. And I want to ask you, like, how... Like, where do you feel the music is to the point where, you know, you have to feel like you have to bring the music back? And I say that because I see people say that a lot, like, you know, so-and-so is bringing this back and so-and-so is bringing that back. And I can't help but think that, like, the music's never really gone anywhere. It's just like whoever that person is, they haven't been listening to it. And now they're listening to it. So it's like they feel like, you know, it's coming back. But to me, it's never left. It's just moved from mainstream. That's what I say.
And you know, and, yeah, to clarify that, we want to bring it back to the forefront. You know, this indie soul movement is a beautiful thing, man, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. The good music is in indie soul. I mean, all the good stuff. I mean, I've been blessed with the opportunity to meet so many great independent artists who make music for music lovers, you know, make music. You remember there was a time where you could turn on the Radio D back in the day and you didn't have to worry about covering the kids' ears because of all the stuff that's on the radio now. It was just, there was the soundtrack for our lives. You could say, yeah, well, here in Indianapolis, it was 105.7. Yo, I could turn on 105.7 and, you know, I could just leave it on all day. Family reunions, cleaning out
right.
the car, washing dishes, doing whatever it is that you do in your life. If there was something good going on, there was a song for that, you know. You remember hearing Happy Feelings, and it don't matter what you got going on. Happy Feelings by Maze featuring Frankie Beverly would make you forget about whatever negative was going on in your life. Or Family Reunion, you know, or just any song, any good songs, man. And, you know, there are some stations that play the old stuff now, but the good music isn't just the old music. We're out here. We're making it. We want to bring it back to the forefront. And now I just want to add my 2 cents. That's all, you know.
I feel you. I was just about to say that here in the Baltimore area, fortunately, you know, we still have stations that do it. When I was growing up, that station was, it was Magic, well, it used to be called, I can't remember what the old name was, but now it's Magic 95.9. You know, they still do it to an extent. But they used to really do it back in the day. And Howard University Station, WHUR, is another
one. Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, but the good thing about HUR is they're actually starting to put their ear to the grindstone. Like, you're starting to hear indie artists played a lot more on...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, on WHUR. And I just found out that the Magic Station down in D.C., 102.3...
What?
Every Monday they have an indie artist spotlight. And, you know,
they
put the little bio up for the artist. As a matter of fact, Brian was on there. He was spotlighted on there about like a month or so ago. It wasn't that long ago. And, they put the bio up. You know, they allow people to, you know, vote yes or no, whether they like it or not. And, you know, my assumption is if they get enough good hits, you know, they'll put them into the regular rotation.
That's all I need to hear, man. So, yeah, I'll be calling you about that, get that information. Don't even worry about it. I'm on it. Yeah, man. But, you know, but we just want to, you know, we want that back. You know, you want to be able to do that and make radio or make good music part of the daily soundtrack or make it part of the soundtrack to our lives. And that's why I love indie artistry. I mean, now, There's flavor for everybody, you know, for the hip-hop heads, for soul music heads, for R&B heads, for my house heads out there. You know, there's stuff out there for everybody.
Right.
You've got to go dig and get it. In a minute, we're not going to have to dig and get it. It will be easily accessible. And that's the hope and dream, you know, to get it back to where you could just turn on the radio and it's right there.
I think that... I've thought about this for a while, you know, especially since I got into internet radio. Like, I really believe that we're on the cusp of a paradigm shift where I believe, like you said, because it's becoming readily accessible, I believe that everyone will actually gravitate to, you know, digital and internet radio because
that much
more accessible than mainstream radio. I mean, you could take it with you anywhere you want to go, and it's caused some stations to kind of have to go on board. Like, you know, going back to WHUR, you know, a few years ago, they actually have their own, it's an HD station, but you could access it online. And, you know, you could pretty much take them wherever you want. I think, you know, they actually are a part of the iHeartRadio network with that.
Yeah,
and, you know, you could take them anywhere you want. So it's forcing radio stations to really take a look at how they access the audience. But, you know, not to toot my own horn, but folks like myself who are in the radio game now before, you know, it really catches on like that, you know, we'll have a good firm footing because, you know, we've been able to establish ourselves. And I think that will help indie radio in the long run, you know.
Right. And, you know, cats like you and cats on some of the other internet radio stations, World Vibe Radio, World Core Radio, any of those stations, you know, you're giving us the platform. You're giving us the launch pad that we need, you know. And that's why I have all these apps on my phone, because I'm listening to everybody's stuff now. I'm listening to everybody's stations, man, and it's opening me up to so much good stuff out there, man. And mainstream has to take notice. They do, man, because it's easy for a brother or sister while they're at work to just turn on their computer and go right to the good stuff. You know, go on Pandora, go on Last FM, and turn on the good stuff, you know.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
It's out here.
Exactly.
It's out here. And I'm glad I get to be a part of it, man. So, yeah, man. Yeah. The time is now.
And speaking of now, you know, I've gone ahead and got your tracks all loaded up and ready to go. So I want to get into this stuff. The three that you told me to check out, those are the three that I loaded up. But I don't know which one to play. So you tell me where to begin.
Well, I'm partial to all of them, but, you know, you have a good vibe going right here, man. So let's go with I Desire. I think I Desire is a good tune, and I hope people like it. The name of the tune is I Desire from the Living the Dream album. I hope you guys like it.
Here we go.
She comes to me when I'm alone, like a thief in the night. She invades my space and talks to me in soothing tones as she drifts deeper into a spell.
Oh,
Yeah, I like that.
You dug it?
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Yes, yes. Like I said, in between as I desire, and you know, I hope it goes over well, man. You know, if it goes
so
over well.
Tell me about the song.
Tell you about the song?
Yeah.
Well, the song is about a love affair that I have with a woman that doesn't exist, more so in my head. And I spend so much time with this woman, I'm starting to lose sense of reality, you know, and she becomes my reality, or she's becoming my reality, you know, and I'm getting consumed by this, and she's taking me away from what's real, and she's becoming what's real to me. It's what I crave. It's what I desire. So.
Now, let me ask, because when I hear that, it sounds metaphorical. It's like, you know, you've manifested the perfect woman for you, but you haven't found her yet.
Well, you know, it's it could be perceived that way. I mean, we always want what we can't have. And, you know, it may seem perfect, you know, it may seem like it's the right thing. It's, you know, he or she makes you feel good, and, you know, it feels like it's, you know, it's all systems go, but it may not be the best thing for you. You know, she's slowly taking some things away from you in the away from me in the process, almost like a succubus. You know, it's, and I got the title. There was this 80s movie. There was this 80s movie called I Desire. It was about a woman who would lure these men. She would go out and she would lure these men back to her place. And in luring them back to her place, these men would disappear.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was crazy. And I couldn't come up with a – I didn't want a cliche name for it. So, you know, in remembering what the movie was about, she was an enchantress, you know, and this woman is kind of an enchantress, you know, and she's taking a hold of me, and she's not giving me back to reality.
Yeah, that's deep.
Yeah, man, it could be scary, man. It could be scary. It's a dangerous wet dream. Yeah, man. Yeah. So everybody, for those who are listening, yes, this is really uncut. Sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. That's how I try to do it here. I keep it off the cuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So tell me, I want to ask you two questions. The first one is, when did you know that this is what you wanted to do with your life?
You know, I turned 30, and I was told, if I don't use it, I'm going to lose it. And, you know, I was working. You know, I had a regular 9-to-5. Well, it wasn't really a 9-to-5. It was more like a 12-hour gig. And, although, you know, it paid well, I wasn't fulfilled, and I'd always sang, and I'd kind of done it, you know, as a recreational thing, and I got with a couple of bands in the city and around the city, and someone came to me and told me, you know, they'll respect you more if you start writing your own music, and I hadn't written any music, so I started, you know, writing my own stuff, trying my hand at it, and someone said it sounded good, and first 10 songs I wrote, I put on my first album. And you want to talk about terrified? And I'm pretty sure every artist feels like this with every project that they're birthing. But, man, I was a nervous wreck when I got them songs together. I knew nothing about the studio or anything like that. And it's still a constant process. But there's nothing, like you said, there's nothing like the first time, you know, and or the first album. And, you know, I enjoyed the process. And I was hooked. That was it. That was all she wrote. And I started performing more, and I got the bug, man, and I walked away from my job. And, I mean, I walked away on good terms, but, you know, I walked away from my job, and, you know, now I'm living the dream. It has its ups and downs. You ask any independent artist, especially those who do this full time, they'll tell you, peaks and valleys, but there isn't anything else I'd rather be doing right now. You know, I enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy it. I enjoy the entire experience.
I can dig it. I mean, you kind of segue to the next question that I wanted to ask you. When you write your songs, like, do you have a process? I mean, is there an inspirational session? Like, how do you, you know, how do you bring your songs to fruition?
Well, you should start with me listening to tracks, but I do a lot of my writing when I travel, like, whether I'm on a plane or on a bus or on a train, I do a lot of my writing as I travel. And I may be thinking of something. It may be a subject matter. One of the songs on the album is called Monster. And, you know, I wrote that based off of an experience I had, you know, working in the juvenile correction system. And I saw a kid, and I just saw his face. And this kid was 16 at the time, but he looked twice his age. He looked like he's lived a rough life. And, you know, I actually got to meet this kid, and he told me he was going to be a career criminal. He knew what was in store for him. His mother was in jail. His father was in jail. His grandmother had him locked up for a TV that was still sitting in her living room that she said he stole. And this kid went away to he's been to boys' school a couple times, and now this time he went away to like a boot camp or something like that. And when I saw his face, I instantly started writing the chorus for the song. And it didn't take me long, you know, and I put a story together along with the chorus. And you know, it just depends. You know, I definitely go with the feeling. It doesn't feel like work to me to write songs. The minute it starts to feel like work, yeah, I need to do something else. No. But I definitely go with the feeling, whether I'm writing about social consciousness or it's a ballad or a breakup song. I write from experience, or I write from, you know, other people's experiences that are around me. But it's all about trying to keep it genuine.
And that's what's important. I will have to say that, you know, genuine, organic, you know, whatever title you want to give to it, but I believe that's what's important, especially in soul music, because that's what makes it soul music.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, you know, I like I said, I just hope people dig the album, and I hope, you know, they can become a part of the soundtrack to their lives, man, and keep it authentic.
True. One more question I want to ask you before we get into another track, and that is, you know, being that, you know, everything kind of came at once, it seems, in terms of, you know, you transitioning to being a musician. And the assumption that I gathered from that is that you didn't really do any songwriting prior. So, I mean, how has that experience, you know, been for you? Just starting, you know, from nowhere, just writing music. I don't know if you, you know, have any previous songwriting experience or anything like that, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had to put you on speakerphone. I started off writing poems, and you know, I wasn't a spoken word poet or anything like that. I was actually more of an introvert. I would write poems and just kind of keep them to myself. Or I'd give them to my girlfriends and that kind of thing. And, you know, it took looking at some of those poems and saying, well, that's what songs are anyway. You know, they're poems. And,
right.
And taking a chance on them, you know, and I'm pretty sure, you know, most singer-songwriters or songwriters will say this, you know, for every song that makes an album, there are several songs that don't. And have to go back to the drawing board. The IMAC is full of songs that I'll look at, or I'll start to kind of arrange, and it's just not working right now. But then I may come back to it after a while, or after a couple months, or after a year or so, and say, you know what, if I arrange it this way, if I do this, you know, and it may work. Some things may never see the light of day, but it's a practice. You know, lots of, and if I'm not writing it, I may just be somewhere, I may be driving or riding somewhere, and I may just use my vocal recorder on my phone, and I may just record something. You know, I may hear a melody or a line may hit me, and I just may record the line and come back to it. You know, but it's a process. It's definitely a process. And yes, I came into this fresh though. I came into this fresh, and with lots of trial and error, lots of yeah, this ain't gonna work. I'm telling you, lots of yeah, this ain't happening. Yeah, this will stay on the computer. Yeah. Lots of that.
I hear that. Yeah, so I want to get into another song. I'm going to play Broken.
That'll work.
Yeah, it sounds, when I hear that title, it sounds like something I need to listen to. It sounds like a deep song already, and I get the feeling that it is, so I definitely want to hear that. But I'll save it. I'll save, you know, the description for after we play it, though.
That'll work.
All right, folks, this is Bashiri Assad with Broken. This is also off of his Living the Dream CD. So check this out. That might be my cut off the CD. That might be the one. I'm gonna listen to the whole thing so I can make sure. but I think that might be the one. And I always get a feeling, like, and it's funny, like, it usually happens, like, before I listen to the whole thing. Like, I'll graze through it, and it's always something that just hits me. Like, it has to hit me. It's not one of those things where, you know, I'll listen to it a couple of times and it grows on me. And I mean, it literally has to hit me from the door. And hey, my senses never go wrong. Like, it always ends up being my favorite cut. No matter, you know, how many cuts I actually like, it always ends up being my favorite cut. So, yeah, I got a good feeling about that one. But, yeah, what's the story behind that?
Broken. Flat out. You know, it's not working anymore. And it doesn't matter what it was, you know, that brought them to that point. But it's not going to be fixed. She's not coming back. You know, whatever it is that you did wrong, I mean, it's, and I'm pretty sure people get to this point in relationships. You know, when it's done, it's done. You know, there's no repairing it. And there's lots of regret and there's remorse, and, you know, you want to try to relive old times and things like that, but that's all you got is those memories, you know. You can revisit them and, you know, try to, you know, toast to the good times, you know, on the solo, but that relationship is done. It's broken. And the brother's in a bad way, you know. He's just now starting to realize and come to grips with that, you know.
Believe me, I know.
Trust me. I'm pretty sure there are lots of people who know that feeling, who've been there, you know.
Yes.
And
I can definitely say that I've been there. Actually, it's rather recent, you know. So I definitely understand that song, and maybe that's why I was drawn to it, because, you know, I can relate, and to an extent. I will admit that I'm better than I was, but I was there. I was broken, and which leads me to ask, you know, how do you feel people can rebound from that? Like, what do you think it takes for someone to fully just time? Like,
time. It takes time, you know, and it's a cliche. It takes time. It takes reflection, because there are always things that we could do to make things better. You know, there's always things that we could do. There's always, you know, and then there's lots of self-analysis. It's like, okay, you know, if I would have done this, maybe it wouldn't have got to this point. If I wouldn't have said this, you know, if I would have swallowed my pride a little bit and did this instead of that, you know, we wouldn't be in the messed up position that we're in. But, you know, in relationships, you know, it's a two-way street. You know, it's not always just him. It's not always just her. You know, there has to be, you know, reflection on both ends. And there has to be an understanding between both of you that it's a team concept in a relationship. It's not him doing everything or her doing everything. It's a team thing. And when you argue or when you have a disagreement, you know, don't let that be the deal breaker in a relationship. Realize that there's a bigger picture. As long as you both see that and, you know, agree to work through problems together, you know, and it's work. It's exactly what it is. It's work. You know, you agree to do that, and you both put forth the effort to do that. You know, I'm pretty sure there's hope in relationships, but if that's not the case, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's broken.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, sometimes, like you said before, it just wasn't meant to be. No matter how much, you know, you may feel. I mean, I think it doesn't, well, I'm pretty sure that it doesn't necessarily diminish what you had. You know, it's just, that's what it is now. And, you know, at some point, like, you have to tell yourself, well, you have to accept that. And you have to move along. Like, I mean, because the last thing you want to do is stay there when there's nothing there.
Exactly, because all you're doing is hurting each other and you're wasting each other's time. You
right.
know, as crass as that sounds, you're wasting each other's time. You're taking time away from growth for you as an individual and for both of you collectively, you know. And last thing I'm going to do is beat a dead horse. And I hate to say it like that, but you know, that's what you're doing if you're staying somewhere that neither one of you really want to be. And if it's not there, it's not there. You know, be adult about it. You know, part as friends, part as associates, you know, part as human beings, and move on. But we're human. You know, we're here to make mistakes, and we're going to do that. So it's all part of the journey. And we beat ourselves up. You know, we put ourselves through, you know, unnecessary smack in the name of love or what we think is love.
Right. I mean, which leads to a deeper issue. It's like, you know, because everything is based off perception. So it's like, you're doing something and, you know, you think that's love, but then you realize it necessarily isn't. But then it makes you wonder, like, what, like, you know, how would you know? You know,
right.
I mean, if you keep doing what you're doing, it's like, how do you know when it's really love? Like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, do you ever know? Will it always be just a matter of perception? I mean, when do you know that there's something beyond perception? I mean, like, what type of relationship do you have to be in for you to honestly say, okay, this is, like, this is really real. Like, it's not a game. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've had my fair share, and I've even, you know, tied the knot. But at the end of the day, here I am. So, you know, clearly that wasn't it, no matter
mm-hmm.
how much I wanted it to be. You know, so it's like, just speaking from a personal point of view, I mean, it's enough. It can be discouraging, and it can make you not want to go there again. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would recommend that you not think like that because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, who really wants to be alone?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know when it's real. You know it. It's, there's no mistake about it. You know, you know it. It's not something you can really put into words, but you know it. You know when it's real. You know this is it. You know this is worth fighting for, and this is worth investing time in. And this is, you know, past all the monetary stuff. The monetary stuff, that all fades away. But when you can look at that person and you see forever in that person, you know it. You know
yeah.
it. You know that this is a person that you will go to battle with. You know, and what I mean by that, you go through life's challenges with when you find out that it's real. It's unspoken. That segues right into Beautiful You. See that right there, boom, right there.
And that's what's up. I mean, we can go ahead and just rock it like that because,
there it is.
You know, that's how it is sometimes. And we'll get into a description of this song after we get back as well. But this is Beautiful You. This is also off of the Living the Dream CD. And I want to make sure I give you an opportunity to let folks know where they can get it. So we'll talk about that as well when we get back.
That'll work.
All right.
Tell
Not even sure anymore, but I'm gonna find one. There's gonna be one.
Of course, of course. I heard something earlier today. There's a soulmate for everyone out there. It's just they generally don't find each other. When they do, they have to recognize it and hold on to it.
I'm glad you brought that up. Let me ask you now, if you've ever felt that you did find your soulmate and it didn't work, does that mean they weren't your soulmate? Or does that mean that you don't necessarily end up with your soulmate?
If it's the one, if she's the one, you'll know it because you'll fight for it. And she'll fight for it.
But you know, is that going to be something that you'll always fight for? Because, I don't know. I mean, I just wonder.
If it's worth it, you know, those people who have been married, you know, are elders who have been married for 40 and 50 years. And it has to be something, you know, and sometimes it's not just love. It has to be other things, you know. It's a great partnership. It's on top of love. You guys work well together. You raise your children well together. Whatever it is, you know, it has to be other things. It can't just be love.
So it's safe to assume then that if it doesn't work, then they weren't the one.
I would say that. You'll know it. Like I said, you'll know it because there'd be no question. Whatever's wrong, you're going to fix it, flat out. And she's going to fix it. And if there's a conflict, you'll work through it because it's not worth it. It just won't be any hesitation. If there is hesitation, you still saw it through. You just know. It's something you can't really explain, but when you're there, you'll be like, okay, yeah. Okay, I get it now.
Interesting. It is a thing that I think about often. I mean, probably more often than I should, but, you know, that's me.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. Nothing wrong with it.
I can dig it. I can dig it. Yeah, well.
And I got other, you know, I got a couple fun songs on there. The single Looking Back is kind of a tribute to my neighborhood. Then I have Dance With You, which is a duet with my label mate that's on the album. Simply put, you know, it's hopefully it's a grown folks dance tune, so I hope people dig it. But it's something for everybody on the album. So you, hopefully you'll have a couple of favorites or a few favorites out of 12 songs. So it's a good thing.
That's probably going to be the case because I really, yeah. You know, I'm already torn just off of, you know, two of the three that I've heard. I mean, I like all three, but, you know, I'm genuinely torn between, you know, Broken and Beautiful You. So I'm going to have to really dig deep for this one. I'm going to have to dig deep for this one.
Well, no word.
Before I let you go, you know, like mm-hmm. I said, I want to give you an opportunity to let folks know where they can pick up the album. I mean, you know, if you have any immediate performances coming up, you know, just pretty much anything that you want to put out there.
Okay. Well, the album can be purchased at cdbaby.com. You can go there and look me up, Bashir Yassad, or Living the Dream. It can be purchased, you know, through Amazon and iTunes as well. But I'm more so directing people to my website. That's www.bashiriassad.net, BASHIRIASAD.net. You can order it from there and you get a physical copy in the mail. As far as what I have coming up, I'll be in Nashville on the 25th of this month doing a show, a TNT showcase down in Nashville with Jeremy Matlock and Cole Jonique, two independent, you know, soul singer-songwriters, as well as Aja Ray Embry, who's also really, really fantastic, really fantastic singer-songwriter. I'll be down there for that, and then I host a monthly series on the last Wednesday of every month called Indie Soul Live. So far I've had Gerard Anthony there, I've had Eno Svod there, and a host of other artists and bands around the region and in the indie soul movement, you know, kind of feature there. And it's gone well. Great success. I do that on the 26th of this month, and then I'll be at the Price Hill Jazz Fest just in Cincinnati. That's on the 29th of this month. So that's what I have coming up right now. And, of course, like I said, coming back out to Baltimore.
For sure. Like I said, that's going to be my birthday present to myself. I hope you
yes,
get a chance to perform at T-Balls because then I could do Friday and Saturday. And that would be, you know, an early birthday weekend. Even though my
you know, and that sounds like a plan. That sounds like a plan.
It does. It does.
Mm-hmm.
One last thing. I wanted to mention it earlier, but, you know, we got caught up in the convo. I want to give a shout
and
out.
And I hope I didn't see the wrong way in the conversation.
Oh, no.
Whatever
no.
I said was helpful. If it wasn't helpful, charge to my head and I'm a heart, man. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure, like, you know, like, well, people who know me know that, you know, these are the type of conversations I like to have. I don't even call them interviews. I call them mm-hmm. conversations because, one, I want to give listeners insight into you as the person, as well as you
right.
as the artist. And, you know, I think organic conversations that can go off on a tangent and, you know, circle around again, I think those are the best because, I mean, it's just real. Like, there's nothing, you know, there's no script here. I mean, just the fact that, you know, I didn't even expect to have you on tonight. You know, and look what we got out of all that. So
That's what I'm saying. I'm all good with that. And it makes for a good time, man. It makes for a good time. And I hope the listeners dug the segment. And I hope, you know, this time was well spent because I can't give it back to you. So, I hope you enjoyed, you know, the time that we shared on the phone and I'm able to talk and that kind of thing. Continue to support this brother, Soul City Radio. Because he's playing nothing but hot music the entire time. And, Dwayne, thank you for having me on the show, man.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. And we got to make sure we do this again.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Sure, for sure. One last thing. I want to talk about a little bit about New Soul Collective. I mean, you know, shout out to the folks over there
Most definitely.
The New Soul Collective. I want you to talk a little bit about your involvement with them.
Well, as a New Soul Collective member, I represent Indie Soul. And what I mean by Indie Soul, I-N-D-Y, Indianapolis Soul. And there are a group of other artists and DJs that are under the collective, Gerard Anthony, Gloria Ryan, Zanye, you know, Savage, just to name a few, Veronique, just to name a few. And there are a host of DJs that are on there, and it's just a collection of people who are all about spreading the movement, the Indie Soul movement, and just doing it our way and through our markets with our networks and bringing our networks into the Indie Soul movement. And it's been a good time. You know, we had a festival earlier in the summer, and then there was another festival last year that went off pretty well and lined up with some great artists. And we had the Soul Sipping events going on in select markets, whether New Soul Collective members. And shouts out to Tamika Love Jones and Delonte Bricks and the Bridge Report as well.
Very
heavy New Soul Collective members. And dope talents as well, dope talents.
True, true. And, you know, to pat myself on the back a little bit, Soul City Radio is a radio affiliate. I want to be a member. I'm trying to figure out how to get to member status. But
okay.
We are a radio affiliate, and I'm very proud to support the New Soul Collective because, I mean, like you said, you guys are doing it right. You guys are doing it real grassroots, too, and that alone is worth supporting.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself is worth supporting. But yeah, I won't hold you because you sound like you're getting a late night kitchen move on.
You already know I'm getting ready to get it. I told you nocturnal.
Right.
I'm getting it in. I got some cleaning to do, and then I'll make myself something to eat, man. But like I said, thanks again for the convo and thanks for the opportunity to be on Soul City Radio, man.
Not a problem. Definitely got to come back.
Mm-hmm. I will talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming through.
Peace.
Later. Yeah, see, now that's what I like. I like when things like that happen out of nowhere because, you know it's meant to be. I mean, I had no idea that the brother was going to come on my show tonight. You know, I don't even think he had an idea. He was just actually tuned in. He was listening. You know, enjoying the show. And like I said, I pulled him in. And, you know, this is how we do. So, once again, shout out to you, brother, Bashir Assad. Make sure you pick up that CD, Living the Dream, CD Baby, Amazon.com, iTunes. Hit his website. Do all of that. Find him on Facebook. His Facebook page is entitled The Official Bashir Assad Fan Page. His name is spelled B-A-S-H-I-R-I-A-S-A-D. And support that brother. And newsoulcollective.com, support them too. And, yeah, we're going to get right back into the music. As a matter of fact, I am going into overtime. So, area code 443, thank you for listening on the phone. And stay on the phone because I got a lot more music that I'm going to play. And you'll be the only one to hear it. Unless you're out there listening and you want to get on the line before, you know, the internet broadcast goes off the air, the number is 347-857-1189. You got about 9 minutes to do so. After that, you won't be able to hear the rest of the show, but if you are on the phone lines, you will be able to. And that's how we're going to do that. And one last thing, if you are listening via the archives, you'll also get to hear the music going into the overtime, but as always, I invite you to tune in live each and every Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the Flavor News Radio Network in conjunction with Soul City Radio. And let me cue up the next song here. And where was I? I was actually going to play a little Maxwell. before that impromptu conversation. So I'm going to cue that up, then we'll get right back into the swing of things. And if I don't have the pleasure of your company for the overtime, make sure you tune in next week, and we'll do this thing all over again. And okay, I do not see the Maxwell. Where is the Maxwell? Interesting. But you know what? I'm going to play some Sweetback because I want to hear Maxwell. And this track is very dope. This is off of I don't know if this is the only release they have, but this is off of their 1996 release. It's self-entitled. The song is entitled Softly, Softly, and it's featuring Maxwell. And a little tidbit about Sweetback, if you don't know, they are actually the band behind Sade. When they are with Sade, the band itself is called Sade. But when they're not performing with her, they are performing under the title of Sweetback. So check this out. This is probably my favorite cut on the whole CD.
that I want to take you on a journey, be like shamanic. Come with me, I want to take you places that you've never been. Multiple excursions, I promise you'll be pleased. I just need you now, you don't need a thing. My Twitter you can follow, but I'll take a lead.
Let's get down to it. This is what we came here for. After we're done tonight, you'll be begging for more. Cause this is the night. Let's get down to it. This is what we came here for. After we're done tonight, you'll be begging for more.
Cause this is the night. Now your heart is racing with anticipation. Now you're craving more for the destination.
It's in her. Somebody.
Oh, somebody. You touching me, me touching you. We both know what we came to do.
Came here for,
what we came here
after
for.
That the dream would never be reality. Because I full attention. Ain't no second guessing, feeling what I'm sensing. Girl, I got one question for you. What you wanna do? Girl, it's on you.
Christmas, yeah. And your life was beautiful, yeah. Can I tell? are the ones that set you free. This feeling that you feel is the one you get from me, baby.
Traffic in heat, or is it already Monday? Scent of you still sick, like chocolate on my tongue, hungry for more of you again. Ooh, I must be going crazy.
Yeah.
was easy. You started over again. I don't even feel like making up right now.
Even though it's the best time.
Could you just sit still and enjoy the moment? Forget that time is asking all the things we cannot answer. But ooh, did you just leave again?
Yes, I'm feeling your soul.